Mr. President, Dr. Margaret Chan, the WSO Director General, Excellencies, Ladies and Gentlemen, according to the current political campaign in Thailand, my minister cannot personally participate in this assembly. His Excellency has requested me to convey his message to all of you, and I leave. Non-communicable disease, which is now the main disease burden in most countries, has a serious implication on development and socio-economic agenda. I would like to commend Dr. Margaret Chan for her leadership in bringing this issue up to the global agenda of the UN General Assembly. I also like to congratulate the government of Russian Federation for hosting the successful first global ministerial conference on healthy lifestyle and non-communicable disease control in Moscow last month. This conference has given the health leaders stimulating evidence and information to properly tackle the problem in various dimensions. I strongly believe the Moscow Declaration would be a good foundation in gaining political commitment during the UN high-level meeting in September this year. Mr. President, NCD is likely to hit hardest in the low and middle-income countries. In Thailand, NCD is also accountable for at least 40% of Thai people's debt. To prevent and tackle the problem of NCD, such as diabetes, hypertension, cancer, and heart disease, which costs us $3 billion of treatment per year. Thailand Healthy Lifestyle Strategic Plan has been developed and approved by the Cabinet. To implement the plan, we have launched an extensive social campaign to change the behavior of consuming high sugar, trans fat, and salty diet, to promoting fruits and vegetables, and increasing exercise for general population. In addition, we focus on the risk target group through nationwide screening program of diabetes and hypertension for people of age over 35. To accomplish the strategic plan, the health promoting hospital located in every village has been working closely with village health volunteers to educate and provide and integrate primary care and health promoting service to the people at grassroots level nationwide. Mr. President, it's essential that member countries has a well-realizable source of funding to run the program on NCD prevention. In this regard, innovative financing, such as earmarking some certain percentage of the excess tax for prevention and control of NCD, should be considered as a practical way to mobilize funds from internal sources. In Thailand, we have established Thai Health Promotion Foundation, whereas 2% of excess tax from tobacco products and alcohol beverages are channeled to the foundation. This fund would be used exclusively for the nation's health promotion activity. Thailand has been active in implementing the Framework Convention on Tobacco Consumption Control, with the increasing rate of the new smokers, especially among teens and youth. The national committee has been set up with a strategy to reduce the rate of the smoker by 10% and second-hand smoker by 50% in 2014. We are working closely with the Excise Department Ministry of Finance. Currently, the taxation for tobacco products have been less from 80% to 85%. Mr. President, alcohol consumption is the second most harmful risk factor to the health of population. The World Health Assembly has approved the global strategy to tackle harmful use of alcohol. We need to seriously implement it. This November, a global conference on alcohol policy will be convened in Bangkok. The conference will seriously discuss how to move from the global strategy into concrete and effective actions at the national and local level. I would like to take this opportunity to invite all delegates to participate in this conference. Lastly, we hope that by the National Health Lifestyle Strategic Plan, along with increasing domestic income and tax policy, the NCD problem can be tackled. Thank you, Mr.